Swiss Frankie.
Lonely little king. Lonely little king.
www.swissfrankie.com.
Christ spoke about his resurrection, not reincarnation. We patiently wait for the second coming of our king. Sons of Elohim. Sons of Elohim. Sons of Elohim.
So you gotta keep your mind focused. Being aware is a mind state. Follow the light. Darkness produce hate. Put on Christ. I ain't talking about the white boy either. Straight hair, blue eyes. That's not Jesus. Send the image of our power and they did it for a reason. Awaken black God can evolve you sleeping. Clock ticking while the clock ticking. Your mind blind cause you too busy focus on your Facebook timeline. Spiritual war slang swords and we drop bombs. She act different while I'm gone and she not mine. Five scriptures like a fully loaded Glock 9. On the corner spitting scripture like a stop sign. No time to waste. Put a 9 for my waist. Too late. Unload his A9 in his face. Don't chase. He ran, he was weak in the faith. You can't lay your highway if your heart full of hate. The wicked let us sin and they blame it on grace. Second coming of our king be a dark, gloomy day. I know humility, then come repentance. Keep his commandments, then come redemption. Slavery, henchmen, we did not listen. Still in hard bondage, every low sentence. Glorify bodies, heavenly reigns. Put off corruption, frighten the shame. Conquer the flesh, lift up his name. You living in darkness, you destined for flames. Death will depart, life will remain. Faith in my heart, no work was in vain. Keep his commands, as simple and plain. I'll start to the kingdom of my Elohim.
Christ spoke about his resurrection, not reincarnation. We patiently wait for the second coming of our king. Sons of Elohim. Sons of Elohim. Sons of Elohim. Resurrection, not reincarnation. We patiently wait for the second coming of our king. Sons of Elohim. Sons of Elohim.
An honor to bang, let alone just mention your fame. Yahweh Malak is his name. Cause up in the streets you're living in darkness. Life your path for the flame. Repent and breathe and learn to believe. His hype that life was in vain. Who spitting the scripture? You heard me busting off. There wasn't a rumor. Dead real with a little bit of humor. Messiah's coming sooner. The heavenly bodies, the stars aligning. Yeah, the solar and the lunar. You got your witness. Don't miss this. But as for me, I'm about my father's business. I'm patiently waiting though. Full time we war with Satan though. Just like our Yah and his son. That's who we banging for. Never sleeping cause sleeping breeds the cousin of death. I seek the kingdom while the average take for granted his breath. The true brew, the Hebrew one, the circumcision we rep. I'm circumspect so with my steps it ain't no spiritual wreck. Get at your wives, love your brethren, and strain up your Yeladim. Sons of thunder, not Thor, just call the sons of Elohim.
Christ spoke about his resurrection, not reincarnation. We patiently wait for the second coming of our king. Sons of Elohim. Sons of Elohim. Sons of Elohim. Resurrection, not reincarnation. We patiently wait for the second coming of our king. Sons of Elohim. Sons of Elohim. Sons of Elohim.
To the Most High, and praise the day he sends his son to do a flyby, patiently waiting because I will enjoy the day when he cracks the sky. Hope you are ready because I'm standing firm until the day I die to see the kingdom. Oh, I'm more than happy to lay down my
coming of our king. Sons of Elohim. Sons of Elohim.
incarnation. We patiently waiting for the second coming of our King. Sons of Elohim, sons of Elohim, sons of Elohim.
Long live the King.
Resurrection, not reincarnation. We patiently waiting for the second coming of our King. Sons of Elohim, sons of Elohim, sons of Elohim.
The Voice of Black Star podcast is looking to speak with influential community leaders and get your insight on solutions that will empower our communities. Join the Black Star Political Party group on Facebook and listen to the Voice of Black Star on EPR. And thank you for joining me this afternoon. Let's talk about it. Gentiles waking up. Are the Gentiles waking up? I think so. We have this one radio personality. The devil is a crafty adversary. He disguises truth in hate and lies, hence the Gentile personality, Tila Tequila. She put out a video where she read Bible verses about the Most High cursing the black women with baldness due to disobedience because black women are the daughters of Zion. She even did a second video about black women, thinking she is being demeaning, but in actuality, she's unveiling the truth even more about black women being the daughters of Zion. Now, are the Gentiles waking up? Of course they are. Tila Tequila, she was so hurt that she's found out that black women are the daughters of Zion that she just had this long thing talking about just totally degrading the black woman and call herself reading Bible verses talking about how we're going to be cursed with baldness. This is what she read. Tila Tequila says, God cursed black women with baldness and nappy hair. She read chapter 3, verse 16 through 24. She called black women the daughters of Zion in the verse as well and stuff, so she knows who we are. And I think a lot of the Gentiles know who we are, because there was even another recent video that came out of a white lady. And I'm not talking about prominent, it's just average, everyday Gentile white lady who recently came out saying she posted videos about Most High being white. Most High being black and so forth. So, and it disturbed her. It brought her to tears that she realized that not only was he black, but he also is the God of the African-American persons and so forth. So she was talking about that as well. But I want to read something as far as it goes for the daughters of Zion, because it's like recently we've been on the attack. We've been being attacked and also being separated from our men. And this is crappy counsel due to Satan. He's trying to divide the black woman and the black man because he can't have us united and joined together. But let's read, I'm going to read Isaiah 1 and 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. In Isaiah 1 through 3, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel do not know. My people do not consider. And then you have Jeremiah 8:7. Yeah, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. So hence a Gentile woman reading scripture should throw shade, yet at the same time telling you who you are. So she's pretty much trying to throw shade. Tila Tequila was trying to throw shade, but at the same time didn't realize what she was doing. She was actually doing the will of the Most High, but she's actually putting out there, giving more credibility to what Israel has already, Jews who know who they are and are part of the awakening have been trying to say. And I don't want to say just Jews, because we're Hebrew Israelites, because Jews just believe just one group. That would be just the tribe of Judah and everything. So we're going to stick with the Hebrew Israelites. There are a lot of us that are waking up to the truth, and we're telling our fellow brothers and sisters, but they're choosing not to hear. They don't want to hear. Some are still lost in the technicalities of Christianity and falling behind all the different religious sects that are out there teaching all kinds of doctrines and doctrines of men, but not realizing, like the Most High said, we don't even realize who we are. But the Gentiles realize who we are, and they're using scriptures to tell us who we are. Yes, the Most High did curse the daughters of Zion due to their haughtiness. and worshiping idolatrous things, teaching to their families, bringing it to their husbands. For example, in the book of Jasher, during the year 395 A.M., Lamech, Methuselah's son, married both daughters of King Canaan, Adah, who conceived, and Zillah, who did not conceive. And Zillah, she didn't conceive due to the barrenness that she was under, because she drank potions of, drank some elixirs that they even had back in the day. They had birth control back in the day, believe it or not, that far back, that it would cause women to be barren, just so they can keep their women, their little figures and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, that's not the reason I'm the topic of this thing. The topic of it is that we need to really pull it together as the women of Zion. The daughters of Zion, really, we really need to wake up and come around to everything. I know that there's things out there that they're putting out there. You know, our men are going against our women, saying submissiveness, which they don't understand what submissiveness really means. Submissiveness means under the will of submissive, not to their laws, but to the laws of the Most High Power. And therefore, if a woman submits to her husband, that means that she would definitely be submitting to the Most High Power if he is a follower of the Most High, if he is even being under the tutelage under the Most High Power. But if he's a man of the world, then the woman, on the other hand, she doesn't have to follow after that, because she's supposed to be under the Father of the Most High. But anyway, I just thought that was very different for Tila Tequila to really put that out there, to say such things, you know, and they come from the mouth of a Gentile. And not only that, a couple of the Gentiles. And I know that there's a fear that the Gentiles have, that if we wake up, once Israel truly wake up to who they are, and that they are the leaders of this world, and that Esau's end is coming, and that the beginning of Jacob's is beginning, then they are fearful that we're going to do to them as they have done to us. And the thing is, it's going to happen, because Scripture does talk about how that the same things that were done unto the children of Israel will be done to the Gentiles. He that sold in the captivity will be sold in captivity. So all those things are going to come to pass, and they're terrified, because we're in the last days. We are definitely in the last days, and this is what's happening right now, that the Gentiles are very worked up, they're very scared, and they don't know what to do now. You know, we have the countries are starting to go into battle, and definitely, you know, the beast system is about to really come to an end. But before then, a lot more chaos and drama and the separation of the wheat and the tares will have to take place before total gathering of all of Israel gets together. And not all Israel is going to get together. Not all Israel is going to get it. And that's unfortunate, you know. But as for the daughters of Zion, because I definitely want to speak on that, on the ladies of Zion, is that we need to step our spiritual games up. We need to step our spiritual heads up. You know, you are your support to your husbands. You know, and your husbands are supposed to love their wives as they love, as the Most High loved them. So if a husband is not supporting you biblically in the way of the Most High, the way he has said it to be, then you don't have to follow this man, because he's leading you to hell and destruction. But women, we got to come out of our haughtiness too. You know, we got to come out of all the extra dramas and things like that, and thinking that we don't need our men, because we need our men. In order to procreate, we need our men. You know, for protection, we need our men, for the men that are out there that are really down for protecting their women and their households and their nations. Because we are a nation of people, and we're the only nation of people that don't even realize that we are a nation, or we're supposed to be a nation. All the other nations around us commit folly, and they do things to us, and we're at the bottom of the barrel, and that's due to punishment. But once we wake up and come around, then it's realized that we are the children of the Most High Power, and that we are the daughters of Zion, and that we hold a higher power in the wisdom section and of all things and stuff. But I just thought that was very strange. Well, not strange. I just thought that was very eye-opening that personality from back in the day is coming out thinking she's being hateful. In actuality, she's telling you the truth. And people, and our people tend to get the truth more from others, should I say, than from their own. So maybe hearing who we are and it being read out of the scriptures from a Gentile will help us to get understanding as to who we are and maybe accept who we are and get back to where we need to be as a people. But yeah, I just wanted to really bring that out because it's like we women are not really understanding what's going on. And our ladies are trying to wake up, but we're battling against our men. We need to stop battling against our men. Sometimes it's just good. When they say for women to be silent, it is sometimes to be silent. When a man is going out his way to be difficult or he's going out of his way, it is time to be silent. You go pray. You go off to your corner, you pray about it, and don't follow it. Don't buy into that because Satan, he works cleverly. He's a crafty enemy. And he will do little things to get you riled up and to go against your husband. So sometimes it's just best just not to say anything. You go talk, you take it to the Father, you take it to the Creator, and let Him handle it. You know, as a woman, been married for 20 years, and I've been my husband for 25 years, I'm under the faith. I have been a part of Awakening, but he has not. He is not a part of Awakening at this time. Now, do I go about demeaning him? Do I go about blasting him and forcing him to take on the Most High power and to get under tutelage? No. Wisdom tells me to just lead by example. Continue to read my scriptures. Continue to listen to my different people that I listen to. Well, not a whole lot of different people, but just specific persons that talk strictly scriptures and give truth of the scriptures. No extra whitewashing, no extra... No religious washing of the scriptures, but totally what Most High says, His word, because His word is bond and so forth. But do I go around hating on my husband because he doesn't want to follow the scriptures or because he doesn't really haven't fully awakened yet or he hasn't awakened yet? No, I don't. I don't go around bullying him. I don't go around demeaning him because he's still the head of our household. But when he makes decisions that are not coherent with what the Most High is talking about, then I have to take the matter to the Most High power and not follow that route because I know what the Most High says. I know what Scripture says. So, but yeah, but anyway, back to the tequila thing, the Gentile situation, you have to be a light to the Gentiles. We were supposed to be a light to the Gentiles. But because we're under punishment right now and everything, it's been kind of hard to be a light to people that we've been led to be submissive to. And we have been led to be submissive to the Gentiles due to our lack of obedience and being disobedient in all matters. But again, you have to think about that life is not going to be easy at this point in time. We're in the last days, and difficult times are coming. Famine is coming. War is coming. And we need our nation to be strong because other nations are together. They're fine. They'll be fleeing back from the Americas to their homelands and consider themselves to be safe. You know, but for us, it's a little different. We don't have a connection. We're out. We'd rather be out twerking, taking in systems that shouldn't be in our system. Being led by the beast, being led by the flesh. We're definitely a fleshly people, consumed by flesh. But we need to be wise in this hour, you people. Okay, and I'm going to read something from Job real quick. Job 28:28, and it says, "And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." So we have to depart from evil. We have to depart from it. And it's going to be hard because it's laden with it. You look everywhere you look, it's laden with evils, wickedness, and sins. Sins have all multiplied up to the Most High power, and he's tired now. That's hence all the stuff that's going on around the world, hence the real, truly beginning of awakenings. Even the Gentiles are starting to even understand what's going on now. They're waking up to what's going on at this point. And they will follow us. Those that are following the Most High, they will follow us. Also, Psalms 111:10 and Proverbs 1:7-9, Proverbs 1:7 and 9:10 are very good readings that you should definitely follow. And I think we need to really start to pray now, like really get hands and knees in prayer, following the commandments of the book, getting back to those type of things, especially our women, because women, we teach our children. Daughters of Zion, we are the first teachers of our children. We cannot depend on others to teach our kids. You know, we send our children off to schools, and we assume that they're going to get all the learning and teaching that they're going to need from the teachers and the staff at the school. But that's not the case. You are your children's first teacher. So if you have the ability to stay home with your children and your husband's off working, making a living for the family, you do your part by sustaining a wise household. And I say wise household. That means, you, of course, you take care of the daily things of the house, you know, house chores and stuff like that, but also the mental house of your children. You teach them first. You be the first one to teach them how to read their name, their numbers, their address, everything like that. You be the teacher of them. So when they go to school, it's just support. They're just there for the support. And your kids will have a well-rounded understanding. They have a respect for the adults' authority when they go to school, so they're not misbehaving in the classroom, being a distraction to the teachers and stuff like that. Because you have taught your kids moral boundaries. You've taught your kids the purpose and the importance of an education. You know, but the biggest education our kids need is the education of the Most High Power. He needs to be taught to your children, first of all. So if you want your kids to read, open up your Bible and start reading to them out of the book. And let them get the moral codes. Let them get the Ten Commandments. This is what the Most High Power, the one created all things, heaven and earth, man, woman, and child, who also created black, white, yellow, green, blue, yellow, and all those other colors, okay, that we have in this world. He is the one. He is the man, the real man, the true man. You know, and of course, I'm saying man. Of course, we know he's a spirit being, but he also can manifest in the physical. He can become terrestrial. But the point is that there is a higher power above us, and we need to teach our kids that. And that will teach them how to love themselves and to love who they are and to know who they are. Because over 400 years of captivity over here in the Americas has definitely did some serious damage to our mental, the mental state of our people. We have our women who just have low self-esteem. Everything is about twerking. You know, the music these days that we've listened to that our men are putting out there. And yet, the same guys who want women to respect them are putting out music that deals with nothing but sex, drugs, and money. That's all you hear is sex, drugs, and money. And yet, they complain when they get these wild women. You know, oh, she's wild. Well, yeah, because that's what you were listening. That's the kind of music you're listening to, that what you was putting in your head. So that's the type of woman you're attracted. Not realizing that once you separate yourself from that type of thinking, that another type of woman will come into your life. You attract a different type of standard to your level. Because wickedness attracts wickedness. So if you don't want the Jezebel, that don't promote Jezebel behaviors. And also, our men also need to also know that chastity is good for them as well, because we got to realize, Isaac, when he had his children, they were, you know, he had Jacob and Esau. Esau was worldly. Jacob was not worldly. He listened to his mother's wisdom. He didn't go sleeping around. He didn't go and do all those things out there. He didn't go marry the Gentile women and hung with them. He listened to his mother and married within his nation and a wholesome woman, because they end up having several kids. But I digress on that part. But we have to really start paying attention. When we read these scriptures need to be read with understanding, meditation, and with wisdom. Because everything that's happening in the world is not new. There's nothing new under the sun. The Most High tells us how to cope with certain things and what to do to avoid the problems that we're facing today in this world. Right now, we're being ran by evils. And the Most High is allowing all of this to happen to build up so we can truly get an understanding as to what's going down, so he can be ready to show forth his great power, which he's about to bring forth onto this earth. And it's coming. And there are going to be a lot of people terrified when this happens. Because they didn't believe. And they assume that everything is going to continue to be the way it is. But end of the day, again, the Gentiles are waking up. Okay, they're waking up, and it's time for us to really get that, and so forth. So I want to end this conversation. So that we can get a better understanding as to how life is and where we are today. And that's why, women of Zion, daughters of Zion, do not be deterred or disturbed or bothered by Gentiles speaking out against you and saying these things, because they're speaking this out of jealousy. And the Most High is provoking these things out of their mouths to bring you to jealousy, because he did say he was going to bring us to jealousy. Okay? He said this because we have brought him to jealousy, you know, by things that are not God's, the idolatry, all the idols that we're doing. And not to mention, and I just want to bring this up as well, all of a sudden, these statues going up of black leaders, supposed black leaders in the black community. They put up the one about George Floyd. They put a big statue up of George Floyd. Now, I mean, I understand he was killed, he was slaughtered, whatever like that. I understand the whole thing, but there is no need to put up an idol for us to worship. That's what got us into trouble. There was no need for an idol for this man. Same goes for Martin Luther King. There was no need for that. That's an idol. That statue of him was an idol. That we don't need that. We don't need that to bring the Most High more anger towards us. You know? So all this idolatry, haughtiness, and stuff like that, we're being chastised by the Most High right now. And also at the same time, he's also doing a separation of the wheat and the tares. But let me read this for you. We need to realize, we need to ask for forgiveness from the Most High. We need to ask him for forgiveness. Psalms 85, prayer for forgiveness. You got to read that. You have to read that. And also, too, let's read something else. Revelations 13, 15 through 17 is the mark of the beast. But let me read this to you guys. Acts 14:1. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews, stirring up the Gentiles, and made their minds evil, affected against the brethren. Acts 17:24. Yahuwah that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Elohim of heaven and earth, dwell not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life, breath, and all things. So pretty much the Most High doesn't need worshiping in the temples anymore. The temples were rent when Christ passed. When his only begotten Son crucified himself, became the ultimate sacrifice for the world. Yes, definitely for the Hebrew Israelites, for sure, but also for the world, so we don't have to do sacrifices and things like that anymore. And the temple now is your body. The temple now is your mind. The temple now is your heart. Where are they? Are they open to the Most High power? It's questions to be asked and questions to be answered. Thank you for listening, and I pray that you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet. The footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star political party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.